Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Vav, Avodah Zarah 6a, pagination is 11. We'll start from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up, towards the end of the line, Ibai Lahu, the following question. Mishum Harvacha, is the problem with the sale of the animals to the non-Jew before his holiday an issue of profitable business, and he's going to go to the place of idol worship and give thanks for the good deal, and we don't want him to have a good deal on us right before his idol worshiper holiday. O Dilma, or maybe, Mishum v'lifnei iver lo siten michshol. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And when a person is going to be facilitated in doing an avera, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew, but if he's going to be facilitated in doing an avera because of our action, we're not allowed to do that action. Rashi explains that even though non-Jews do not have many of the mitzvahs that we do, but idol worship is one of the commandments that even a non-Jew has to observe. And therefore, by giving him an animal, by selling him an animal, that he will then use for idol worship to sacrifice in front of his idol, so we have committed, v'lifnei iver lo siten michshol, putting a stumbling block in front of him. And that is the reason for the restriction. Again, is the reason for the restriction mishum harvacha, because of any business dealings with the idol worshiper before his holiday, and he's going to attribute it to the good omen, or he's going to give thanks, or is the problem that he's going to bring this very animal as a sacrifice? Says the Gemara, l'may nafka mina, what difference does this make? What would be the case where one reason would apply and the other reason would not apply? So we might be able to think of different reasons, but the reason the Gemara says, the case that the Gemara says that one reason would apply and one reason wouldn't, the isle behema ledide, that he already has an animal of his own, and he doesn't need this animal in order to do the sacrifice. He's going to be doing the sacrifice either way. If he doesn't get your animal, he'll use his animal. Iamrit mishum harvacha, if you're talking about a good deal, so by doing the deal with him, he wants to do the deal, so he thinks it's a great deal. Hakamir vachle, you're helping him out with his deal and he's going to give thanks. Iamrit mishum iver lo siten michshol, not to put a stumbling block in front of somebody facilitating his doing an avera. Ha'isle l'didei, he has an animal of his own, he's going to be bringing his sacrifice anyway, whether it's your animal or his animal, makes no difference. That's not an issue here, and therefore, once he has an animal of his own, you would be allowed to sell him a different animal. The Gemara, at this point, does not resolve this question at all. It's hanging in the air. We have two perspectives. Which one are you supposed to take? But there's an assumption in our Gemara that if it's Mishum Harvacha, business in all aspects is restricted, so then this sale would be restricted. But if the issue is Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Michshol, so once he has an animal of his own, it's no longer Lifnei Iver. It's no longer putting a stumbling block because he would be able to do it on his own anyway. Realize that he is going to be using your animal. Now that he's bought it, his animal, he's going to bring it as a sacrifice. You might actually want to question, are you party to his violation? But the Gemara is assuming once he has an animal of his own, it's not Lifnei Iver. And on that assumption, again, without resolving this question, but on that assumption that there's no Lifnei Iver if he has an animal of his own, the Gemara asks, really, V'chi islei lo avar mishum iver lo sitin mechshol. Just because he has an animal of his own, meaning he could do the Avera without you, there's no lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol. V'hatanya, we learned in a braisa, Omer Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson said, Minayin shelo yoshet odem kosh shal yayin lenozir ve'ever menachai livnei noach. You're not allowed to hand a cup of wine to a nozir. He's not allowed to drink it. And you're not allowed to hand ever menachai, a limb from a living animal, to a ben noach who is not allowed to eat that item. How do you know that that's true, that that is restricted? Talmud Lomar, it's based on the Pasuk, V'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Not to put a stumbling block in front of somebody. Says Rashi, by kos yayin lenozir, a cup of wine to the nozir, shema yavo lushtosa, maybe he'll come to drink it. And as Tosafos explains, it's highly probable that he's going to come to drink it because everyone is drinking wine and he's the only one who's restricted. If he has wine in his hands, there's a good chance that he's going to drink it. I might add that it's similar to Tosafos in the beginning of Psachim, who talks about chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz around the house because it's something that's normal to be eaten. And if it's normal to be eaten, we're at risk that you're going to eat it. And therefore, we have a mitzvah of bedikas chametz to rid the chametz and not have it in the house just lying around. So handing the cup to the nazir, who might come drink it, who might come to drink it, is a violation of lifnei iver. Says the Gemara v'ha'acha, and the case over here is dechilo ya'avinon le shakli ihu. If you don't give it to him, he's going to take it anyway. It's just that you're making it easier. He's asking you to pass it, but he's going to get it anyway. And the presentation here gave that as a case of lifnei iver. Apparently, even if he has access to it in a different way, it's still lifnei iver. And the Gemara answers with what's really an about face. Hacha b'mayaskinan, the case of lifnei iver is limited to a case, dekoy b'trei ivri nahara, when you're on two sides of the river, and he cannot access that cup. Dekanami, you go back to the braisa, so you'll realize the words were chosen meticulously. Diktani lo yoshit, you should not reach out. Falo ktani lo yitain, it doesn't say you shouldn't give it, you shouldn't reach out. That means he was not able to reach it where it was, and you're the one who's stretching over the obstacle, such as a river, in order to give it to him. Shmami no, indeed, that's the way we understand lifnei iver. Only if he was not able to get it. But if he's able to get it, then there's not going to be lifnei iver. The poskim discuss, there may be other things involved, such as you're really supposed to stop people from doing averus. You're supposed to have a heart-to-heart conversation with them, not to do an avera. Certainly you're not going to hand it to them to facilitate, even if they could access it. You're supposed to influence them not to. So Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this, and he suggests that you're dealing with a case where stopping them from doing the Avera is not on the table. It's not one of the options. Perhaps because they're so adamant that they're going to do the Avera, or because you're going to end up saving them from a greater avera. He has an example where renting a wedding hall to people had a concern regarding mixed dancing, men and women dancing together, which is against halacha. But if you stand your ground and tell them you're not going to rent to them unless no mixed dancing, they're going to go to a non-kosher wedding hall caterer. So influencing them on this item is not really going to help overall. Another factor that's a major consideration is if the rental itself is not intrinsically for illicit purposes. Reb Moshe mentions in the first volume of Yoredeya, Simon Ayin Beis, that we sell pots to people who are not observant, even though they might come to use them on Shabbos. But because that's not the stated transaction, the stated transaction has plenty of permitted use. And that's the intent, and that's the understanding. The fact that the person will then go ahead and use it for something incorrectly, and they had access to buy it from a different vendor, that's not Lifnei Iver, and that's not a situation where you will necessarily have the concept of trying to influence them for good. In general, influencing for good is a great strategic calculation to know when you could influence someone for good. But the Lifnei Iver, if it's accessible in some other way, especially if it has some permitted uses, is going to be something that will generally be a transaction that's permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.